Hi guys, welcome back to episode 22 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. I'm joined by a very special guest today, a good friend of mine, and our Coachella correspondent, Justin Sauceda. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you, first of all, let's say Coachella, as you all may know, is this giant party of a music festival. It's located in Indio, California, which is really only about 3 hours from where we are recording this right now. Justin went to opening weekend last weekend.
Yep.
How was it?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. First time. And I've been to a lot of music festivals before. Been to a lot of concerts.
I have some questions about that and just how where Coachella stacks up. But
Definitely on top.
Really? Okay. Yeah. We'll get into that later. I read online today that someone said it's better to go to Coachella opening weekend.
I think so.
Why is that?
Because I saw James Charles.
You're a big James Charles guy.
Yeah.
Your contour is a little brighter today. I wonder if it was...
It's his palette.
Yeah. Cool. So is it that just the opening weekend is better because there are more celebrities there, more...
I think it's better because, like, nothing has been revealed yet. Okay. So you get to see everything, like, first take.
Right,
because
if you're sitting at home right now, you're seeing what people are posting.
Yeah, you see the live stream on YouTube or, like, wherever you can watch it.
Right.
So you kind of know what's happening, but, like... First weekend, you go there, and you see everything as it is.
So if you perform, say I'm an artist, and I perform week one, am I performing that second weekend, or am I done?
No, you perform both weekends.
Okay, good. So it's not like you're missing out in that regard or anything.
Yeah.
So it's your first time there, like we mentioned.
Week one, we miss Kanye, though. Kanye's there.
Oh,
week two.
Really?
For Easter, he performs tomorrow.
Okay, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. I'm trying to have him on the show. So it was your first time at Coachella. What were you, when you're going there, what are you expecting? This could be the whole experience.
Beautiful girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that live up to the hype?
Yes. I saw Kendall Jenner.
You saw Kendall Jenner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's more beautiful in person.
Really? Did you say anything to her?
No, I got scared.
You got scared.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
And she had a lot of bodyguards.
Yeah, I would imagine. So people probably weren't able to shoot their shot as they would have liked.
No.
No, because she was surrounded by security. Who else did you see?
James Charles, number one fan here. Mm-hmm.
You actually saw him?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I was, but...
Yeah, he was wearing a bit of an interesting outfit.
Very revealing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's Coachella. That's all about Coachella.
Exactly.
I actually went topless.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a question later about your outfit. I want you to hold it. In terms of you going expecting, like, I'm going to see a bunch of celebrities, was there anything else that
I actually didn't go in there expecting to see celebrities because I'm more of the music guy.
Okay.
So, Seeing all my favorite artists, you know, Tame Impala was there, Kid Cudi, one of my favorite artists.
Did he hum?
Huh?
Did Kid Cudi hum?
Oh, he hummed.
Did you hum with him?
Oh, I hummed.
You harmonized with him?
I did.
Great, yeah.
I think when he started humming, I think my soul left.
Yeah.
And I entered a new world.
Yeah. Do you know that video on Twitter? I think it's like Pooh Bear.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'll send it to you. And it makes sense in my head. It doesn't make sense at all when I'm saying it out loud, but I'll send it. I'll show you after. So let's talk about your trip. We're fortunate enough to where you can just leave by breakfast, be there
it's
by
about
lunch.
3 hours. We left at 6, got there about 10.
At 6 p.m. Wednesday night?
No, 6 a.m. Thursday morning.
Okay.
Got there around 10 a.m.
Okay.
I have family that lives in India, so we stopped there and chilled for a little until we had to be at the camping site.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people understand this, and I want you to explain it. Explain the sleeping arrangements. Like, when you're there,
like
what is
our camping?
Yeah.
So we got the car camping, and we get there Thursday, and we set up our tent. We set up, like, pretty much our tent and our sleeping bags next to our car. And, once Coachella ends, right outside the gates, is our tent. It's like a 5-minute walk from the gates. Mm-hmm. And you honestly don't sleep, though, because everyone's partying all night.
Right.
And, you know, music's loud. At the car camping, there's also different events. Like, they had a silent disco.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a whole bunch of vendors just to, like, chill and stuff.
I don't imagine it being very roomy. How many people were there?
Oh, me in my tent, it was just me and a friend.
Okay. And then in terms of, let's say, neighbors, for lack of a better term, how many people around you?
Well, like, we had, like, five. Like,
oh, okay. So not...
Like, in rows.
Right.
So, like, you have your car. Our space is, I don't remember if it's 30 by 10 or 30 by 20.
Okay.
It's something like that.
Okay, not bad at all.
And literally right outside of our space, another one. Yeah. It's literally like a parking lot.
Okay. I want you to explain, what is a typical day at Coachella like? What time do you wake up? What time do festivities begin? What does the day look like at Coachella?
So I usually woke up around 7 a.m., looked at my phone for a couple hours, waited until things got going. Then we brought Lunchables.
There you go.
I snacked a little.
Do you want to shout them out?
Thank you, Lunchables. We're not sponsored here, but they are good snacks.
They are.
Had a Lunchable, and then waited for Josiah. That's who was in my tent with me.
Right.
Waited for him to wake up. And then around like 12-ish, we'd go to our friend's tent and wait to get into the gates.
So 12 is kind of when the party starts.
Yeah.
That's when things get
moving.
That's
when the gates open for Coachella.
Okay.
And then once the gates open, we just go in. I'd get food again because, you know,
yeah,
I love food.
You got to eat. Yeah. Shout out food.
Drink a whole bunch of water. We'd fill our... what are they called?
The camelbacks?
Yeah.
The backpacks with like the straw. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd fill those up. There was this really cool thing. Like when we first go in, every day we went, it's called the Antarctic. And it's just a super cool, like a cold room.
Okay.
And it's super cool too.
Okay. They do that because it's so hot out? Or
no, it's like an HP, the computers.
Right.
They do this video and it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's super cool. And the music in it, it's super cool. And it's like a 5-minute video of just like a whole bunch of lights. And it's fun. It's it's very nice and relaxing to start the day off.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'd go and walk around, see what else we could do before the act started.
Mm-hmm. So 12 o'clock they start. What time are they done?
Each night, Coachella ends at like 1 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from 12 to 1 a.m., are you...
No.
Okay. That's. Do you go back and nap? Do you
We don't really nap. We just go take breaks.
Okay.
And like
chill out.
No one cares. So like we'd literally sit in the middle of everyone walking because that's what everyone does. No one cares.
Yeah, it's Coachella.
Yeah.
You talk about Lunchables. You talk about taking these breaks. Do they have like food on hand, or do you just have to be like a master planner?
Like the food trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are food trucks.
Yeah.
There
are. Amazing pizza, $13 worth.
Okay,
of a slice.
Right. Okay,
but definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Had some chicken tenders. I'm definitely going out for Coachella. You know, I'm trying new things.
Yeah.
Had some quesadillas.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Very exotic foods.
Do they have stores?
They have a general store.
Okay, so if you need something, like an emergency,
like ice.
Ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably
we can go get ice.
Okay.
Condoms.
So it's like a little, you what?
Nothing.
It's like a little, almost like a town for this event. Like
yeah.
You got food, you got your little
store.
Yeah,
definitely,
you got
definitely in the camping site because they have multiple general stores and then they have a big store where you can get like blankets, sleeping bags, canopies. Yeah.
So if you don't stay on the camping grounds, is there another option? You just stay in a hotel somewhere?
Yeah, I mean... You stay in a hotel, you're spending so much money.
All that. And a lot of people travel from all over the country, probably all over the world too. So you talked about you saw Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you see perform?
Tame Impala.
Saw Tame
Impala. Oh, my God.
That was was that your favorite?
The best.
Okay.
I loved it. The light show, like the music going with it, so amazing.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about at least my perspective from seeing Coachella from afar is it's so much more than just a concert. Like it's a whole visual display.
Yeah, and there's a huge variety of shows
mm-hmm.
where everything is so different.
Yeah.
And nothing, everything, what are the words? Nothing will ever be the same, so mm-hmm. you're always getting a new experience with every other show.
Right. So there's not just one concert going on.
No, there's like eight stages.
Okay.
And
you choose.
You got to choose. You
got to
choose
here,
who your favorite is.
Okay. Wow.
Like there was four of us, and not even like 6 p.m. in the day, we're all by ourselves
because
I want to go see him. I want to go see her. Like you gotta make the commitment on who you want to see.
For sure. Okay. So who all did you see? Let's list it off. Tame Impala, Kid Cudi,
Childish Gambino.
Okay.
one of my favorite artists, Mino.
He looks a lot like Donald Glover.
Sometimes when I look at him...
Did he look like Donald Glover when he was performing?
And I know. Like, I'm like, I've never seen them in the same room.
No, and you just have to wonder.
I think they are like brothers.
One might think. Yeah, probably at least brothers. Okay, who else? Childish Gambino.
I have a list on my phone.
Okay, pull out the list because I want to see this. Because you're there.
Oh, I left my phone in the house.
No worries. Can you remember?
Los Tucanes.
Okay.
The Mexican band. Din, 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 din.
Gotcha. I think I know that song.
Yeah. Mm. Who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
Smino. I said a couple times because I love him. I saw this girl singer. Her name was Claro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Yeah, I know. She has this one song that I know. This one song. And I've seen it on you.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No, it's...
Pretty Girl?
Pretty Girl. Yeah. Yeah,
her, her
YouTube.
Voice is just so soothing.
Yeah.
And I love listening to it. And it's super funny because none of my friends wanted to see her. None of them know who she is, really. And so I was like, I'm going to go see her by myself because I really like her voice.
Yeah.
And it's super soothing. And I feel like it'd be cool to like vibe out and listen to her right now.
Yeah.
And so I go in there and I get there like 15 minutes early. And I'm standing kind of close, and everyone by me, I swear, 13-year-old girls.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm the only guy.
So you're telling me you're like elbowing 13-year-old girls to get to the front to see this.
No mercy.
How old is she?
I think she's like 19 or 20.
Okay. All right. That's not too bad then.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have to like...
I think I have a chance.
Did you push your way, push like these little teenagers down? First of all, what's a teenager doing at Coachella?
I have no clue.
Very strange.
I saw one pass out.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
From exhaustion?
Probably like
from
dehydration.
Dehydration? That's definitely
they're
a factor.
They're not thinking right.
Okay. Any other performers that you saw that you want to shout out?
Khalid. Saw okay. Khalid.
Yep.
Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That was a great show.
Gotcha.
I can't think of any on this. Oh, Jaden Smith.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter. He came down from...
On a Tesla.
Yeah, on the Tesla.
That was so cool. He brought the Tesla out. First, it was floating by itself.
Okay.
And then it came back down, and he got on the Tesla, and he went up on, like, in the air. That was pretty scary, because, like, you can just fall, but...
Right, but he ran with
he
it.
He was like,
did you have
F
a,
it.
Yeah, did you have a least favorite performance?
It would be the Jaden Smith one.
Really?
I love Jaden Smith, but there are so many technical difficulties.
Oh, like he's trying too hard?
No. Like, his music was great. And for the first half of the show, like, we're on the left side. And on the left side, the speakers didn't work.
Oh.
So we could barely hear him.
Yeah.
And then, like, after the show, it got better.
I'm surprised you don't hear that more.
What?
That something like that happens.
Oh, like technical.
Right.
Probably. But I think everyone else was amazing. Like, no one else had issues like that. And, I mean, all these performers are at Coachella for a reason.
Right. I was going to say, there's a reason why you're at Coachella.
And so they're performing. So amazing.
Yeah. We talked a little bit, you touched a little bit about this earlier at the beginning of this podcast. But a crucial part of this, of Coachella, because it's not just a music festival. It's a social outing. A crucial part is the fit.
Oh,
is the outfit. So
nude.
Yeah, just fully nude. You were there for a few days.
Yeah.
Did you plan out the fits for each day?
See, I thought about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to wear this and this. And then I got to Coachella and I realized it was hotter than I thought it would be. Right. Well, I knew it was going to be hot.
Right.
But I thought I'd be fine wearing at least like a long sleeve. And that didn't go through. So I had to change every single outfit. And they're all shirts and shorts. Okay. Nothing fancy.
Okay, so you did.
Other when I went nude.
Right. I mean, it was just low key kind of a thing. There was no James Charles. There was no.
Well, I did show my butt.
Really?
Yeah, I had short shorts on.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say, no. Oh my God, he did.
I just wore tan shorts.
Yeah. What were some interesting outfits that you saw?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing too crazy. Like. Everything is like what you would see on Twitter, pretty much. Yeah. The James Charles, I mean, I think that would be the crazy. I'm bringing him up so much, but it's just because everyone knows who he is.
Right. Yeah, and like, he had such
an image.
Outfit. Yeah. Okay.
And then, I mean, some girls had like their their breast out.
Right. Right.
And like just X's on them.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
But I mean,
they're poor fathers.
It's their life. They got to live their best life.
Right, right, right. So, as we talked about.
I would do the same thing.
Right, okay. As we talked about, celebrities love this event. This is, like I said, a social outing. You saw Kendall and Hailey Baldwin, too. You saw her.
Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber's wife.
Hailey Bieber.
Yes.
Saw her, too. If you could run into anyone at Coachella, anyone.
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, like, let's say you could, like.
Hey, Justin, my name's Justin.
There you
think
go.
About that.
That's a good. There's a way to shoot your shot. Yeah. You can mosh pit with anyone. You can be in. Do that with anyone. Let's name two.
I don't know. I've never really thought about that.
For some reason, I'm going to go David Spade.
Okay.
Because I think he would be fun. Okay. Like a. He'd kind of be like a fun dad.
Yeah.
Just because he's an older guy.
That would be pretty hilarious.
And then in terms of someone else, I think I would go younger.
James Charles.
James Charles? no, not James Charles. David Spade and come back to me. What about do you have one?
Musician wise, I'd love to see Kid Cudi in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Famous, like I can't think of anybody.
It's tough, I know. I put myself on the spot too. Will Ferrell,
Chris Evans. Oh,
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. I'd love to see him in a
Jerry
mosh pit.
Seinfeld
throw a couple
would
punches.
Also be at the top of my list. I'm a huge Jerry Seinfeld fan. I think he would be fun.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. I think would crowd surf. That would be fun.
That would be the best thing ever.
Right, right. Who didn't perform at Coachella that you really, really would love to see?
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Yeah.
That makes me sad. I feel that like
it is sad, but
for
he was
Coachella.
One of my favorite artists.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
He would be great for Coachella, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When you're at these shows, what are the crowds like? Because there's, like you said, eight stages. So there's a ton of people still, even though there's eight stages. What are crowds like?
The crowds are pretty, like, electric. Like, they're very poppin'.
Okay.
You know, everyone's when they see their artist come out, everyone's going crazy. Mm-hmm. And depending on like who's playing, like Tame Impala, everyone was like vibing out, like everything was going chill, nothing crazy. But like Kid Cudi, I saw Sheck West.
Oh my god,
that was like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you know, he played
Mo Bamba.
He played Mo Bamba for about 10 minutes.
I think that's all he has.
Yeah.
He
Now
he's forever known as the Mo Bamba guy, which kind of sucks.
I got.
he's forever known as the Mo Bamba guy. Which
10
kind of
straight
sucks.
Minutes of mosh pitting.
Which I would imagine would attract so many white frat guys.
Yes.
Probably. In a backwards
these
hat.
These guys actually that were standing
jersey.
Behind me were like, who's next? I was like, oh, it's Sheck West. And like, is that the Mo Bamba guy?
Oh.
I was like,
Sheck West is like, hey, I do a lot of other stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
not just Mo
Bamba.
I was like,
he has other songs.
Yeah.
And like, honestly,
I truly couldn't tell you any other song.
Honestly, neither could I. But I like, if I heard the song, I know.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not a big Sheck West fan.
No.
But I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah. Okay. Coachella has a reputation of being, to put it loosely, a total drug fest. That couldn't be true, right?
No comment.
Did you experience maybe anybody, God forbid, doing drugs there? I don't think anyone would do that.
I'm a child of God, Griff. So
okay.
I don't know where your intentions are going with these questions.
Right, right. Yeah.
But actually, this guy actually came up to me.
Right.
And I was just like chilling. I was kind of tired. Like it was Sunday,
mm-hmm.
So you know, 3 days already in to Coachella, I'm tired. And I'm kind of waiting for, like, no one's performing that I like at that time. So I was just kind of sitting there. And this guy comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder. And he's like, yo, man, like, you got any weed?
Oh.
I was like, nah, man, like, yeah. I'm a child of God.
Right. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I was a 4.0 student.
Exactly. Right. I've never done anything
I
wrong in my
Dean's
life.
I made the Dean's List at Estrella Mountain Community College.
Exactly.
Right?
Estrella Mountain actually has my name on this school.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be named after me soon. But
yeah.
I'm like, no, sorry, I don't got anything. And he's like, please, man. Like, I ran out. Like, it's the last day. I need something. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, He's like, please, man, he's begging me. He's like, I'm desperate. Like, I need some. I'll pay you. I'm like, sorry, man. I don't know what you do. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Wow. Well, I hope he found it. Sounds like he was in desperate need of it.
I hope so too. But yeah. it really is. You see a lot of people smoking. I think like nothing like crazy drugs, right. Just weed. Okay. And I mean, weed is like legal in most places, so it's not that bad.
Insane. Okay. What are some stereotypes about Coachella that, after being there yourself and experiencing yourself, just aren't true?
People think everyone's crazy and everyone's just like cool.
Crazy,
like,
crazy how?
Like they're like they're all about like I don't know. Have you seen that Twitter video? Was like everyone's like ha vibes.
Yeah.
It's not. It's. I mean, like some people are like that, but everyone's just like chill. Like, no one's out there thinking, like. Vibes. Right. Everyone's just trying to have a good time.
So that's just like the image and that's the reputation, just because it's like funny to say, like, yeah, not Coachella.
But like, it's not like people think they're like crazy people where they just don't give a F about anything. Can we cuss in this podcast?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Fuck.
Go for it. There we go.
Okay, sorry.
You mentioned this a few times earlier, and just right in that sense right there. We see a lot of times with Coachella, we see this V word floating around. Vibes.
Oh yeah,
the vibes are great. Oh, we were vibing. I want to clear this up. What is how would you describe vibes?
Like what are good vibes times.
Mean? Vibes and are like, good times.
Kind of like chilling out. I was gonna say vibing out, but like chilling out. Like
yeah, it's a little redundant.
like relaxing. Not like.
So when you talk about the vibes, you said that about Tame Impala. The vibes are good.
Oh yeah, everyone's like chilling out. You're kind of like going with the motion of the crowd, swaying back and forth.
Like I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You can't see my head, my foot's tapping.
You can't see mine either, but I'm moving my whole body.
Okay.
And
so this is what it means to vibe, and we're vibing right now.
Well, we need some music.
Right, right.
But like, yeah, we could be, you can vibe in any kind of situation.
All right.
I kind of like sound that. Stupid
no,
saying
it makes
vibe.
Sense. Again, I wanted to clear that up. Do you have any other funny stories from Coachella that you'd like to share?
Oh, we almost died.
Yes, you almost blew up the entire music festival.
We actually almost did.
Yes, if and, you could share that would be wonderful.
Again, I don't do drugs, but we're trying to set up a grill, and we're tired,
right?
And we're trying to eat because we're hungry, and it's the first night. It's Thursday.
Is this before or after you vibed?
It's after we vibed.
This is after the vibes. Okay, so you're tired now.
Yeah, Thursday night about 11 p.m.
Okay,
after all the partying, because that's what Thursday is, parties.
Okay,
and Thursday night, we're starving, and we brought hamburgers and hot dogs, and we're like, let's eat.
Yeah.
And for some reason, none of us thought about how to set up a freaking grill before.
Right.
And we're trying to connect the propane tank, and I guess when we try to do it, we didn't lock it right.
Right. And so this is in your tent too.
It's right outside of our tent.
Okay.
It's like we have a table set up. It's on the table.
Okay.
And so we're like, okay, the propane tank's on. Like, let's turn the knob. And we're turning the knob, and you can hear the gas going.
Yeah.
But it's not catching on fire. And it says, like, you got to catch it on fire with something, like a match.
That's a dangerous sound when you hear that and there's no flame.
Yes.
So that's happened before.
With my intelligent brain, I was like, here, let me grab a lighter from someone else because I don't carry lighters.
Yeah.
And I start trying to light it, and right. And after like two tries, I finally get it. But once it catches on fire, the propane tank catches on fire,
which is a no-no.
And I think it was like 30. I don't know how long it was.
Right.
It felt like 30. It felt like forever to me.
Right.
Because I have a huge fire blowing in my face, and I'm just like, oh dang. no one's panicking. There's four of us: me, Josiah, Sean, Noah.
Right.
And no one's panicking. They see the fire go up, and we're just like, ah, shoot.
Someone should put that out.
Yeah, like, that's a fire.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, okay, like, let's do this. Like, let's put this fire out. We got to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I start going into, like, kind of like a panic mode, which, again, why it felt like forever for me.
Right.
And so Josiah's sitting on a long chair, and he's just like, oh, turn off the fire, guys. he doesn't really realize what's happening.
Yeah.
Sean's standing behind me, and he's like, just pour some water on it. I'm like, that won't work. Like, I actually tried. I was like, okay, give me water. So for like 30 seconds, I'm trying to pour water on this.
And is the flame growing?
Yes.
As time goes on, the flame is growing. Okay.
The flame is getting bigger.
Okay.
And I'm pouring water on it just to, like, try to move it away from the propane tank. Because it's not fully caught onto, but, like, the stove's on fire. The grill's on fire. And it's getting closer and closer to the propane tank.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, trying to splash the water so the fire would go the other way. But there was a wind, so the wind's not helping.
Right.
And Noah's like, Justin, like, do something. Like, and I'm like, why do I have to do it? So I'm kind of carrying the grill, and I'm like, okay, like, let me think of what I can do with the grill real quick. And I kind of, like, look into the distance, and we're kind of at the end of our lot. So, like, we're, like, two cars away from, like, an alleyway where there's nothing.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, I can throw this.
Throw the grill. Which is a viable solution.
Yes. And, like, I can save myself. Because if it blows up, I'm dead.
Yeah.
It burns my face off.
Yeah.
If I'm not dead, I'm blind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I can throw it, and I can save our lives, and I won't care. And then I grab it, and I kind of, like, I flinch to throw it. And I'm like, I kind of like second guess it.
All right.
And I think again, I'm like, just throw it, Justin. You can do this. Stop being a little B word.
Right.
And I do it again, and I flinch. I'm like, okay, if I throw it, I'm going to kill someone else, and I'm going to get in so much trouble because it's going to blow up, and it's all grass.
Yeah.
So it's going to blow up. It's going to catch everything on fire.
And it's hot, and it's dry.
Yes.
And it's, that'll
spread. And there's everything there is flammable.
Right.
So I'm just like, I'm just going to take one for the team. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the fire. I'm like,
did you?
Yeah.
Did you die?
I actually came back alive. But I'm looking at it. I'm like, everything's going in slow motion now. I see the fire burning my face, and I'm like, okay, the only way I can do this is if I reach into this fire and close the propane tank.
Right.
And, like, take it off.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, guys. I'm, like, looking at all my friends. They're all just kind of, they're still standing there.
Right.
None of them are, like,
being good helpers.
Panicking.
Yeah. Their hands dirty. Right.
They're like, Justin, you got this.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we see our neighbor.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like staring at us. He's like, oh shit, what do I do?
Yeah.
And he doesn't do anything for us. Thanks.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, okay, just reach into this fire, turn off the propane tank, and we'll live. So I reach in, turn it off.
And that was it?
That was it. I burned my hand, but
yeah, you're living.
That whole situation fixed by a little twist.
So it felt like 2 hours, let's say.
It felt like 2 hours.
How long do you think it actually was, though?
Maybe a minute.
Okay, so it's just a very slow 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, have you ever been in, like, a situation where you're like, oh shoot, like
time freezes? It feels something like that.
Like a car crash.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Like I've been in a crash before, yeah. And you can just, like, everything just stops, and you kind of just see everything as you move.
Yeah.
It felt exactly like that.
Yeah. That's terrifying. You talked about that Thursday night when you got there. You were really tired. By Sunday, are you tired of Coachella? Like, do you just want to go home?
I missed my bed.
Yeah.
If we were staying at, like, a hotel or, like, at a family's house, I would have been fine.
Oh.
But you don't sleep.
No.
No.
And that's 4 days of not sleeping.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There was one more. Oh, on Thursday, you said, because the concerts and stuff, they start Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you said Thursday is, like, the party day.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Because, like, you're intense. It's not like a house party.
It kind of is.
It kind of is like
a house party. Like,
hey, come back to my tent.
Like, the it pretty much is exactly like that. Like, the people next to us, they're playing, you know, beer pong.
Okay.
Like, they're blasting music.
Okay.
They're like, hey, like, you guys want to join?
A giant tailgate. Like, if you're going to a sporting event.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Okay.
A giant tailgate. And then as the night goes on longer, more events happen. Like, they had the silent disco. They had a bunch of, like, games on the other side, and then, you know, they start opening the food trucks. So, like, that first day.
It's like an introduction.
Yeah, you're kind of looking at everything to see what there is.
I got you. Last question I have for you is, you talked about this, you go to a lot of concerts. You love going to concerts, and you love seeing some of your favorite artists perform.
Yeah.
I read today that someone called Coachella, and Coachella is, like, referred to as a modern-day Woodstock. Where does this rank amongst everything you've been to? You said it was at the top.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you went to Travis Scott out here.
I did. I got VIP for Travis Scott. Right. That was so awesome.
Why is Coachella automatically number one?
It's just I'd say being able to spend time with the people, seeing so many different artists. Like, no day's the same.
Yeah.
Every day you're seeing someone new. You're spending so much time with your friends if you go out there with them. A good bonding, good food. It's a big trip. Yeah.
It's like a 4-day vacation, concert, and festival all in one.
And you're not worrying about anything. Like, each night you don't have to, after Travis, I went home and I was like, shoot, I got work the next day.
It's like a Monday night.
Yeah. But there I was like, oh cool, tomorrow morning I'm gonna wake up tired, but I wanna do everything all over again.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. That's cool.
And
very nice.
Yeah.
Justin, thanks for coming on the podcast. Again, this is our Coachella correspondent. We're looking forward to chatting with him next year.
Thank you.
Coachella, live from Coachella.
I'll be there every year now if you guys want to catch me there.
There you go.
You'll catch me butt naked
there
again.
You go. Shout out James Charles.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. That is episode 22 of a podcast, Because Nobody Asked For It. We will talk to you later.
Thank you.